warm hier zuvor. Kaum bekannte Sachen. Moore says that a guy has a sulfur pigeon pentapomora in his house, which means he has a sieve, with which he was pointed a sulfur pentapomora. By the way, the din is the sieve itself is chulin, and it goes to the coin. But this says a sulfur, because the pentachamor itself is a sulfur. So like Rashi says, in order to get the sulfur yisur and multachamor, he was putting it with the seh. He doesn't have to give the seh to the kohen like normal, because this is a mitzvah of raya. Says the Gemara, two enormous chidushim, which I want to separate them and talk about them separately. The first chidush that the Gemara says is that if we pass in a mitzvah of raya, so then the Yisrael, who's holding on to this seh, could give it as Maisa Sheni for his behemoth, which are chayav and Maisa behemoth, excuse me. That's chiddush number one, I'll explain it soon. And chiddush number two is that din, that his amitzim yechaveh v'raya paskins that it's his, so much so that he can go ahead and use it for pottering his Maisa behemoth, is totally whether or not the kohen could chaper him or not. There's a third sugya, which we're going to start towards the end of the week, which is what is the shadow whether a kohen could chaper or not. That's the real sugya of Tukva Kohen. We haven't really got to the sugya of Tukva Kohen yet. The real sugya of Tukva Kohen is, can the kohen chaper or not? Right now we're talking about the results of that. Because why could the kohen chaper? When could he chaper? When can't he chaper? Why can't he chaper? Why yeah, why not? What are we passing the halacha? That's the final, and by the way, the ikkar stage of the sugya, which is what's called Hilchos Tfisa. Right now, we're dealing with the ramifications of that machlokes. So I repeat again, we'll start the stage here. The Gemara over here says that if we pass it away to Bechavei Ovarai over here, so the Yisrael is allowed to hold on to the seh, he's allowed to eat it, he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. He says the Braisa Maisa Sheni, that what could the Kohen, the Yisrael, do now? If the Yisrael has a big corral of behemoths, which are chayav and maisa behemoth, he can put this suffix into the corral, and I'm not worried if it comes out as number 10. It's okay. He'll be Yoytzeh Hizchi of Maisa Behemoth with number 10. Fekhtech HaKweseh Kasha. And we'll start off here. This Kasha troubled all the Gedolei Olam Mamish. And there were three approaches to this Kasha. There are three terutzim from the Gedolei Olam to this Kasha. Tomorrow I'm going to say a fourth. All the Gedolei Olam were bothered. Why are you allowed to give it Maisa Behemoth? Maisa Behemoth is from the world of Yisurin. Maisa Behemoth is not a moment, it's the Gishav. Maisa Behemoth is a chiv that a person has, a chiv deraisa, it's a mitzvah. It's a chiv. Now this animal, this is suffix coins, suffix Yisrael. I want to point out to you, by the way, Stam, a idea in just in parentheses. On the tzad that this seh is going to go to the coin will not be chayiv to give it Maisa Behemoth. Why not? Ayrashi says that the coin gives Maisa Behemoth. That's only when he yarshined it from his grandfather. Lakuach, something which you get from an outsider, is part of a Maisa Behemoth. So if this set itself, by the way, if the Yisrael would have to give it to the Kohen wouldn't give Maisa Behemoth from it. Something which is Lakuach, something which comes from the outside, you're part of a Maisa Behemoth. Rashi brings down over here that fundamentally a pigeon petach hamor is chayiv in Maisa Behemoth. Rashi says a weird case where the Kohen yarshin did from his grandfather. Why did he say that? Because if you would have gotten the set of the pigeon petach hamor from another Yisrael, you'd be part of it, because Lakuach is part of it. That's what the Gemara says in Bechiras. So this seh is a suffix sitting by the Yisrael. Let's go slowly. And we pass the Mosheh Rabbi, but it's a suffix. It's a suffix coin, suffix Yisrael. On the tzad that it's the coins, not only does it belong to the coin, and it's not the Yisrael's animal, but it's also part of Maisa Behemoth. Because something which goes from a seh, which goes from a Yisrael to a coin for Bechor, anything which a coin gets from the outside is part of Maisa Behemoth. So the Gedolei Olam had a gefrel chatzorach in on this thing. I'm going to say three terutz on what they said, and then tomorrow I'm going to say a fourth terutz. There's a baseline kasha which all the gedolim had in the Gemara. Why are you allowed to give ma'aser behemah? It's a suffix. Suffix device for chumrah. You have animals which are chayav in ma'aser behemah. You might be using the tenth animal, which is not your animal, and if it's not your animal and it's the coins, so you're potter from ma'aser behemah. You can't use it. On the side that it's the coin, you can't. You put the money ma'aser coin, it's his. So what are you telling me? I pass it away to mechavel v'raya. So what? Hamitzvah Mechav Araya is a din of where to leave the money. Where to leave the money? It's a psak, a suffix. We don't know what to do when we have a suffix moment. Do I have to give the seh to the coin? I don't have to give the seh to the coin. We say leave it where it is. If that clarified the suffix. So on Hilvus Mominus, we allow it to stay by the Yisrael. But now we're talking about Hilvus Yisurim. We're talking about a suffix device. We want a mitzvah with device. We does a mitzvah mechaveh avraya b'chlal have an impact on the dinner of mitzvah him? But that's the kasha which the Shimon, the Nesivis, or Chonah dealt with. Poshrib shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, before I get to talk for crime, the Gemara says that the psak of a mitzvah mechaveh avraya is not only enough to allow the seh to stay by the Yisrael, the psak of a mitzvah mechaveh avraya is also enough to paskin hilchus ma'aseh behema that you're allowed to go be your advisor. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if talk for koin, ain't mitzian then not. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the baseline psak of a mitzvah mechaveh avraya. A mitzvah mechaveh avraya extends itself not just to a momentistic kashayla, it extends itself also to the din of ma'aseh behema. The question is why? Something's real chumrah, something to ma'aseh lechumrah. A mitzvah mechaveh avraya, you leave it where it is. Now you're talking your serious business, you have mitzvah ma'aseh behema. How can you go do such a thing? Ma'inyan a mitzvah mechaveh avraya to ma'aseh behema. That's the kash which bothered all the gedolei achronim. There are three approaches in Rabbi Seinu. Is there a Shimon that I'm going to say today? That I asked you to see today. There's a Nesivus that I printed out for you now, that I brought you now. And there's a Bochana that we said yesterday, but I want to put it into the context. Rav Shimon spread over many Prokrim, like you saw today in the printout that I gave you. Rav Shimon in many Prokrim, still the victim of massive Shtikul Torah. And the massive Shtikul Torah that he said got himself into trouble. He got himself into trouble. Rav Shimon said like this, let's build. That's him, said Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said three shtiklach. I printed out the three important shtiklach of Rav Shimon and Shari Yeshu. And then he got himself into trouble. I'll tell you what the trouble he got himself into. Rav Shimon said like this. Let's start. We have a kasha. What's the mitzvah with my sabbahima? It's a suffix. Suffix, kai, suffix, so haki b'yitza mitzvah. Haki b'yitza mitzvah. So, this topic, by the way, in English, is called What Happens When Momenes Meets Up With Yisurim. So, the psakim in Hilchos Momenes, the psakim in Chayesh Mishpat, radiate and have an effect on Yisroel. So Shimon said like this, Shimon had a master Shtikul Torah. Shimon said, let's start from scratch. Every time we pass in a mitzvah mechaveh avraya, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, it's as far, leave it where it is. Frank of Shimon, how could you have a pass in a mitzvah mechaveh avraya? Halai, in Achan Ari, there's a moment is the gashal of what to do with the money. There's also an isur, the gazach, the sigzal, you're stealing. Halai, when we pass in a mitzvah mechaveh avraya, we let the guy eat it, we let the guy hold on to it. Forget about eating it, you're holding on to somebody else's thing. It's a lesigzel, suffic lesigzel, suffic yisrael l'chumah, suffic device l'chumah. As a effect of Shimon in Shtikul Torah number one. In Shtikul Torah number one, Shimon asked the world famous kasha, you're not Jewish if you don't know this kasha. If you don't know this Shimon, you're not Jewish. Not the way yeshiva is, not the way Torah, you're not Jewish, okay, period. Shimon asked the famous kasha, how can you pass a mitzvah mechaveh avraya? What happened to suffic yisrael l'chumah? It's lesigzel. What allows the guy to hold it? You're a counselor. I'll say it clearer. Mitzvah mechaveh means leave it where it is. The one who has the headache goes to the doctor. It's very nice. But the guy's playing with fire. He's playing with an avera. What allows him to be matur a sofik avera? Said Rav Shimon, a famous yisoid, and that's piece number one that I sent to Shari Yosha today, that the definition of lesigzol is as follows. Watch how I'm saying it. Don't steal that which Chosha Mishpat says belongs to somebody else. Don't steal that which Chayesh HaMishpat. That means I have to have a Hakdamah to Lesigzol. Before I talk about the lava of Lesigzol, I first have to know whose is it. Now, whose is it is something which has Chayesh HaMishpat. You open up a Chayesh HaMishpat, you see whose is it. It says of Shimon Amar Tikazach, Lesigzol at the end of the day is an Avera that by nature is a momentistic Avera. I repeat, Lesigzol is an Avera that by nature is a momentistic Avera. Don't take Yana Gaizach. So first I have to know whose is it. So open up a chayshimish, but chayshimish is mine. Why is it mine, misafik? Why is it mine because you have the headache, go to the doctor? Why is it mine because, I don't care. But the bottom line is, it's a momentistic gezach. What is the aver? I'm saying it alam d'shoei. The aver is, don't take his thing. And what's called his thing? That which the Shulchan Aruch says is his. And what happens if the Shulchan Aruch says it's mine? So then, in other words, before you dan up the aver of l'sigzli, you first have to dan up what's called in the yeshiva shesprach, mishpatei hamomen. You first have to dan up what the mishpat is over here. What's the richtig gezach? Who does it belong to? After you decide who belongs to it, but then you can look at all these things. So that's a very geschmack, a famous shot, and that's why once a mitzvah mechaveh avraya resolves that in the world of momentous, it stays by me. I'm not a gazlan. I'm not a gazlan. You heard I just said I'm not a gazlan because gzeila is defined by what chayesh mishpat says. Hagam. I want to stress again the chiddush of this word is that it's a suffix. So I want to point out what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon didn't say that Oisich Ve'Avraya eradicates the Suffolk. That's not what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon didn't say that it makes it Ois Suffolk. That's not what Rav Shimon said. It's a Suffolk. But since in the rules of Choshe Mishpat, despite the Suffolk, the din is that it stays by you, so that's not called a sigzel. I want them to put your finger right here on the Ikur Chiddush of this famous Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon didn't say, if I get rid of the Suffolk, doesn't get rid of the Suffolk at all. There's still a Suffolk over here. Nor if you balt in the world of Choshe Mishpat paskins, that it has to stay by me. So that's not called Lesigzel, because Lesigzel is totally on don't take Yanazach. What's called Yanazach? Go look at Choshe Mishpat, go ask the Rav, what's called Yanazach? And Rav Shimon said a chiddush that a mitzvah bechavei avaraya, albeit that it's a suffix, but the ma'aseh, since at the end of the day it's machriya that that's the din, the world of Lesigzel is subject to the world of Mishpatei Mammon. Now, this is stage one of Rav Shimon. Stage two of Rav Shimon is that doesn't help for Agamar. Why doesn't it help for Agamar? Because Bishleima bad Lesigzel, which by nature is a mammonistic avera, don't steal his thing. So I'm prepared to hear that a vera of Lesigzel is totally in mammonistic rules. I repeat again. Bishleima Lesigzel, which by nature is a monetary din. What is that vera Lesigzel? Don't steal his thing. Don't steal his thing. So if that's the name of the avera, which by nature, by character, is mammonist, I have to go check. What's called his? Open up a shulchan. What's called his? What's called his? Like Rav Shimon says, if a guy would make a kinyan, right? So that's called his, right? So it's also called his. That's good for Lesigzel. But over here we're talking about a different stuff. We're not talking about Lesigzel. From Maaseh Behemah. A guy is chayav to give the tenth behemah, what he called. He has a mitzvah. And he's giving a behemah that's a suffix. The mitzvah, Maaseh Behemah, by nature, is not a momentistic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of giving to the kohen. It's a matnas kuna, by the way. Excuse me, I apologize. Maaseh Behemah is not matnas kuna. Maaseh Behemah is a korban. Maaseh Behemah, the yid has to go take his behemah, be makrivit as a shlomim on the mizbeach. Maaseh Behemah doesn't go to the kohen. But it's a korban ticket. You have to make your tenth korban a korban. That means every tenth behemah goes to the Eivishta, the yid, the bailo, is makrivit on the mizbeach as a shlomim. That's not by nature a choshe mishpat tikkudin. That's a chiyuv to give your tenth of your korban. What does that have to do with choshe mishpat? I want the item to realize that the second piece of Rav Shimon that I printed out for you is a light year away from the first piece. That Rav Shimon said, I'm going to show you at the end today if we have time, that the first stage is a lot easier than the second stage. Lesigzel, I'm prepared to understand this mitli toldi in Hilchos Choshe Mishpat. Lesigzel is toldi, what's a Gvei Avaraya? Maaseh Behemah is toldi, what's a Gvei Avaraya? Maaseh Behemah, there's a din to give. You have 10 behemahs, give the 10th behemah. You have to give 10 behemoth. You have to give it. You have to give Maaseh Behemah. You have to give it a carbon. Now, this behemoth is a suffix. This behemoth is a suffix. Is it yours? Is it mine? By the way, I repeat again, if it's the coins, it's part of Maaseh Behemah because it's lakuach, because it was bought by him. And it'd be so upset. So what do you tell me? Maaseh Behemah is also subject to the rules of Choshe Mishpat. Lesigzel, I understand, is subject to the rules of Choshe Mishpat because that's the avera itself. Okay? That's the avera itself. The avera itself is, don't take his thing. So I understand that what's called his is defined by how much of a rabbi. By the way, Rav Shimon stresses this. Rav Shimon says the same way you understand that what's called his is defined by a Maaseh Kinyan. Who told you a Maaseh Kinyan works? The Shulchan Aruch said a Maaseh Kinyan works. So it's a rabbi also. That's why the sigzel, which by nature is a financial din. Don't steal, don't take. Maaseh Behemah, which is a chiyuv to give a behemah. So you have a chiyuv to be mafrish, the tenth behemah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who says this is your behemah? What are you hacking your cup with Mishpat that moment? Came along Rav Shimon and dropped bomb number two. And this bomb number two is the Iker controversy of Shimon. The Eilim was prepared to swallow bomb number one, that the Sigzel Tali Amomen is. What does Maaseh Behemah have to do? Came along Rav Shimon and said Shtikl Torah number two, and I'm deliberately separating them to show you that they have no shachas to each other. Came along Rav Shimon and expanded the Vart. Rav Shimon said that any mitzvah in the Torah that is dependent practically on who it belongs to, we first look at the mamonis and then we look at the iser. Does the Eilim realize how far this is from Chiddush number one? Chiddush number one is Lesigzel, which is by nature a financial avera. You're not allowed to take. Don't take his thing. So I can say, what's called his? The mitzvah of Maaseh Behemah is not to give your thing or give his thing. You have to give the tenth behemah. Now, grada, it has to be yours, because if it's not yours, then it's the coin, so you're part of Maaseh Behemah. That also is going to be the psak on the mamonis is going to be machria. Says Rav Shimon, yeah, here's Rav Shimon, took a step two. Said Rav Shimon, all mitzvahs in the Torah, even mitzvahs which are by nature not financial, if there is a factor of yours and not yours, you first look at the Mishpatei Mammon to decide whether it's yours, and then you talk about the mitzvah. The Meila, Vivalt in Mishpatei Mammon, Mount Hilfus Bailus, the Mishpatei Mammon says it's mine, it has an effect on Maaseh Behemah also. Look at the Lashon of Rav Shimon. In the second piece, Perek Vav, Rav Shimon stresses that it's a Chiddush. In the third line, he says that just like I said, Isser Gezel is mitli tali in the din of the Mamin. Firas Eis Rav Shimon in Perek Vav, the second piece, in the third line, Nira Vade Dikamoitin Yehadin Bechol Dine Isser Veheter, Hanigrarim Umistafim Medine Mamis. All Dine Isser Heter, which are results, the toiladas, they branch out from Mamanis, they're results of Mamanis the Geshaelis. Shabachol asfeke shabedini mamas yuchra midin ha-mishpatim gam asfeke shal isa v'hetu v'chiyah v'pata shal ha-mitzvahs. Demali isa shal gezel b'shari yisurim. You amazing? Demali isa gezel. What do you mean? Gezel and all other mitzvahs in the Torah. And just like by gezel, you're prepared to hear that before you go decide whether something's gzela or not, you're going to go decide whether what, whether or not it's yours or not. It's likewise all mitzvahs. In all mitzvahs in the Torah, which are not by nature financial, mitzvahs, isurim, you're always going to go check first, is it yours or not? And that's going to be totally a mishpatei moment, and therefore we have a ma'aseh behema, since we pass in a ma'aseh mechavel v'raya, and the ma'aseh mechavel v'raya says that it's yours, memela, it's called yours a mishpatei moment, and therefore it's yours a gabi ma'aseh behema also, because in all mitzvahs and isurim in the Torah, which have a financial question involved in them, you first look at the finances, and then you look at the isurim. Okay, yeah, but it's mashal here. So, am I getting into that? It's not even clear whether this is a hakira, by the way. Okay, one of says it's a hakira. Atkan divrei Rav Shimon. Because of this unusual and famous mahalot that Rav Shimon said, so what's the answer to question number one? The question was, what do you mean? How is it about Rai, you're allowed to go ahead and give the ma'aseh behema, and it's called vada yours? It's a suffix. It is not a suffix. How is it going to resolve the suffix? How is it going to resolve the suffix? Even the gavi yisurin, even the gavi the mitzvah ma'aseh behema, even the gavi the chiyah ma'aseh behema. That's what Rav Shimon said, and Rav Shimon in the Sakhir Sikkel stresses this. Now we move on. If that's true, now we get to part two. If that's true, then Rav Shimon chaver v'raya not only paskins the gavi moment ishala, could you keep it? And not only paskins the gavi gezel. But the paskins in all mitzvahs and yisurim in the Torah, which are derivatives of mammon, which are reliable, dependent on mammon. So now there's a big kasha. So who cares if the kohen could grab or not? Now begins the big kasha. Who cares if tafsa kohen, not tafsa kohen? Who cares if tafsa kohen with zimiyot or not? Who cares if the kohen could grab or not? Now the Rav Shimon shtal davek, that whenever we paskin a mammon is that it's yours not just the gavi gezel, it's yours the gavi all dinim in the Torah. So I don't understand. Right now this is sitting by the Yisrael, and it's his. There's no gezel. He's allowed to eat it. So why can't he do ma'aseh behema? The kohen could grab it. Why not grab it? He'll grab it. But right now he can't grab it. Right now he didn't grab it yet. Who cares if the kohen could grab it or not? Rav Shimon's asking that if my lomdus is correct, that A, gezel is agapaskin, ayidei moment is the kadinim. B, the din of ma'aseh behema is also agapaskin. Look at this dramatic lashon of Rav Shimon. All dinim in the Torah, which are dependent on moment is the kashalus, we look at the moment is first and then we look at the iser. So you pass the kohen, right? Okay, finished. So this set, what is the din of this set? The guy's allowed to eat it, right? So what do I care if the kohen can grab it or not? All mammon is the kashya, let's go first. That's the pel. I want it, by the way, just to twist the knife on this kasha. The kasha is much worse. Hell, I have a very interesting shayla. Watch what I'm going to say now. The real way to ask the kasha is the way I'm going to ask it now. Rabbi Say, when you get a dinner mitzvah vel rai, you're playing with the gezel, right? You're allowed to go eat it. You're allowed to go make a steak out of it. I suffer gezel. What do we say? Suffer gezel is dependent on chosha mishpat. That din, that you're allowed to go roast your hamoiz mechavarai dikase, is also told you whether the kohen could grab or not? Is it told you whether the kohen could grab or not? Chas v'shalom. Hamoiz mechavarai, right? The etzim din of hamoiz mechavarai is not told you whether the kohen could grab or not, agree? So here we have a riddle which chokes us. Halei legabi, the psak at the moment, paskins legabi, loy sigzol, what are you telling me? I don't care whether the kohen could grab or not. The gabi, the psak, the moment paskins, the gabi ma'aseh behema, it depends whether the kohen can grab or not. Halei, the Rav Shimon just said in Shtikl number 2, they're both exactly the same. The same way, hamoitzi mechaver v'raya paskins for what? For that vera of leisigzol, it paskins for ma'aseh behema. So I don't understand. What happens all of a sudden when it came to ma'aseh behema? The Gemara says it's totally whether the kohen can grab or not. The Gemara brings a raya, the kohen can't grab. Because if the kohen would be able to grab, it wouldn't be asking. So say the same thing by every ma'aseh behema v'raya, avakasha. How could every paskin grab? How could the kohen ever grab? If the man then was allowed to grab, and what's even other, he's allowed to grab. So why allowed to eat it? The kohen could grab. What would the answer be? Just a cup. The moment is paskin's the issue. And Rav Shimon himself said Rav Shimon himself said that the same way Paskins Isra Elisigzol and Maisa Behema are identically the same. So the Mamash of Pelotzer, you can choke from such a thing. This is what bothered Rav Shimon, by the way. The Baal Rav Shimon said that moment is Paskins Isra. And the Baal Rav Shimon said it doesn't just Paskin Isra by Gezel, but it Paskins Isra by all mitzvahs in the Torah, exactly like a Paskins Gezel. And that's why now Gemara, the ability to go take Maisa Behema, Maisa Behema does the job. It's called Yorseh. Well, it's talking about the Kohen could grab or not. Who cares whether the Kohen says it depends whether the Kohen could grab or not. Halei Lagavin Gezel, we don't say whether it grabs or not. The din that a guy's allowed to eat the sheep has nothing to do with whether the Kohen could grab or not. The baseline din of Oitzik Ravaya, right? The baseline din of Oitzik Ravaya, which clashes with Lisik Sol. That's not totally whether the Kohen could grab or not. So what's up is this din Sol. Halei Shimon said in piece number 2 in Perek Vav, they're both exactly the same. The same way the moment is Machriya Gezel, the moment is Machriya Maisa Behema. So what's up is the Gabi Maisa Behema, all of a sudden, I care whether the guy can grab it or not. This is what bothered Rav Shimon in piece number 3. The Elam Chaps, the choke that Rav Shimon had, he was choked. Rav Shimon was choked. Rav Shimon was choked. The way he set it up, he said so good stage 1. He said so good stage 2. He got to stage 3. A tragedy. He says it's exactly like Lysigzal. The Gabi Lysigzal, I don't care if the Kohen can have. And the Gabi Baisavim, I do. So because of this, Rav Shimon says a weird Zach. A weird Zach. He says, Anachanami, Chas V'Shalom. Hamaitzvich HaVeavraya is a Psak Momen. And that Psak Momen has ramifications, and it radiates L'chol HaMistayiv, to all the branches. To all the branches, to all the ramifications, to all the Talodis, to all the Nafkavinas. Kakala Terakula. Aye, so who cares over here if the Kohen grabs or not? The Gabi Lysigzal doesn't bother me. Why the Gabi Maisa Behema, yeah? He says such a weird pshat. He says that there's a din by Maisa Behema, more on Bechoiris, that if you have an animal or shutfus, then you're not chayiv Maisa Behema, because it says, L'cha hamiyuchet l'cha, it has to be 100% privately yours. It says of Shimon, a tragedy, if I can say so, that the problem of the Kohen grabbing is a local problem in Maisa Behema. Yeah, Maisa Nerva? It's a local problem in Maisa Behema. In Maisa Behema, there's a din that it has to be exclusively under your control. If the Kohen could grab it, then it's not L'cha, M'yucha L'cha. That means, La'olam, the big rate is that moment is Paskins, all these sort of Paskins Lysigzol, and a Paskins Maisa Behema, and a Paskins Esrig, and a Paskins Kedusha, and Paskins everything. So who cares if the guy can grab or not? It's Oga Paskin. You're telling me that the shavish of all these surahs is root of Momenus? This is a local problem by Maisa Behem, because Maisa Behem is a cause of Alacha, Miyuchad Alacha, and if the Kohen could grab it, it's not called exclusive. Atkan, the massive shtikul Torah and the skyscraper that Rav Shimon built on this Gemara. Stage 1 is Gzela, stage 2 is all Yisurim, then he got himself in the hot water, so who cares if the guy can grab or not? Halei Lagavi Gzela, I don't care whether he can grab or not, the guy's allowed to eat it, decide whether they can grab. It's a local Maisa Behema problem of Lecha V'yucha Lecha. With all due respect, and Rashi's the first knock that, and that knocks out Rav Shimon's shot. With all due respect, Rashi says, Tzad Tzchia. Rashi doesn't mean, with all due respect to Rav Shimon, he doesn't mean that there's a Xeris Akosav and Maisa Behema because it says L'cha, M'yucha L'cha. Rashi would have provided the service to tell us that he meant such a weird shot. Rashi says that Vibalti Koyin has a Tzatzchia, therefore it's called the Moinish Koyin. He did not mean, with all due respect to Rav Shimon, the Heiliger Rav Shimon, Rabbeinu Rav Shimon, he didn't mean to say this Shtikul Torah, that there's a special Xeris Akosav by Maisa Behema that requires L'cha, M'yucha L'cha, if the Koyin could grab it, that's staring the L'cha. That's not what Rashi meant.
Why not?
1 minute. Because Rashi knew that 900 years later is going to come along in price. Who doesn't know there's a din called Miyuchad L'cha by Maisa Behema? Shimon
told me that.
Shimon told you. Rashi wasn't sure you were going to be in my shir. You were not this shir, but you wouldn't have seen the Rav Shimon. Yeah, it wasn't Rashi sure. Zichur, you were going to end up. You ended up here by accident.
Sure not.
What? No, it wasn't an accident. It was going to Shemayim. But required supernatural efforts. Okay. Mela Rashi could have said it, okay? That Ram shooting. I don't know if it was a bucky like you come and came to the mirror Rachel Chamberlain with ideas and culture. Not only that. Listen carefully. Rashi's not like Rav Shimon. So we start the Chesmin over again. You ready? Rav Shimon said too good. Rav Shimon said it too well. He said so good, he said so gishmak, the Gemara fell apart. He said that the moment is a machriya, the what do you call it, and the sigzel is exactly like Maisa Behema, so we have a complete collapse of the sukkah, so who cares if the guy can grab or not? Like, Zayla doesn't bother me. A guy's allowed to make a steak out of it. Zayv stuck for Koyim, but see, Zayv for Koyim. See, went off on a tangent and said the Gemara is a Zayv to Gazach. Rashi's not much like that. One second. The Gemara is not much like why? There's no Lashon Gemara, by the way. This is one of the few Gemaras that Shas Gemara says nothing. Gemara says, pray to Moyne Shekoyim. Maybe it means he's good, he's Yochid. The Gemara is great, that's what it means. That's how. The Gemara says so little that you can't bring rice from Lashon Gemara. The Gemara should have brought down the whole of Shimon, by the way. Okay? It's a Diyak Barashi approach. Let's start. That's one approach to the Sugya. A second approach to the Sugya is the Halakha Nesivos. Where's the Nesivos? The Nesivos is not printed in the Nesivos. It's a letter that the Nesivos wrote to the Chem D'Shlema. It's printed in Chem D'Shlema, Chuvas Chem D'Shlema Simen Beis. I brought you choice excerpts of it. Okay? I can bring down the whole thing. There's a few pages. But if you have a cheshik, buy yourself a Chuvas Chem D'Shlema. And you'll see the whole thing inside. But I looked up the basics. I brought the basics in. I brought you three shtiklach of the Nesivos. The Nesivos in a long letter. Tomorrow, we're going to see what the Nesivos was responding to a famous kasha from the Chem D'Shlema. We'll see. A famous kasha the Nesivos asked the Chem D'Shlema. We'll see. I'll leave tomorrow. Listen carefully. The Halakha Nesivos had a different approach to this whole thing from A to Z. And it's the Shitasa, as you're going to see. In number one, from scratch, it's very interesting. The Nesivos addresses, by the way, did the Olam Chap that the Halakha of Shimon addressed three agendas? What were the three agendas he addressed? Why every time it's a very about Gezel? What about here by Maisa Vehema? And why do I care if the Kahanim and Kechapana? Correct? The Nesivos addressed all three in this letter that he wrote to the. In the letter that he wrote to what he called? To the Chabad Shalom. Nesivos said three things. Number one is, on question number one, how can you ever pass on a Maisa Vehema right? There's Gezel there. Nesivos dropped a bomb. Look at number Aleph. We're going to learn Shtikul Nesivos together from Chuvas Chalik Beis. Look inside. K'moshakosu ha'mefarshim gavi gezel delay nechshav sofik gezel v'sofik isim b'shum dekachi midasel sheyetze breishis leser havadeh v'lay ha'sofik. The Nesivos dropped an atom bomb. The Nesivos has the same kash as Shimon. He asks, how could you ever pass on a Maisa Vehema right? It's a sofik gezel. It's a sofik isur l'chumra. Says the Nesivos, bomb number one, the Torah didn't ask for Sophic Gezel. Kachi Midas Yotzi Rashis. The Halakha Ebishta, the Bashefa, Yotzi Rashis, he didn't ask for Sophic Gezel. He doesn't ask for Sophic. He didn't ask for Sophic Gezel. He only asked for Vata Gezel. If it's a Sophic Gezel, he didn't ask for it. So Mela, when you have a Sophic, whose it is, so I'm going to ask that it's mine. That's Hilchus Momenus. That's Rosh Mishma, by the way. You're asking, what about Gezel? Sophic Gezel, not also. Bomb number one. Shocking. So. The obvious problem is that's very nice, and then we arrive in our Gemara. Right? Then we arrive in our Gemara, the Shitasa, I would expect that the Nesivos is going to raise a red flag on our Gemara. So how does the Maisa Bechavraya help for what? How does the Maisa Bechavraya help for Maisa Behema? It's a Sophic. So what did Shimon answer? Because the moment is passing the what, he's certain. But the Nesivos doesn't hold to that. The Nesivos on stage number one by Gezel didn't answer that moment as Paschim Tishrei. What did he answer? He said a local vote by Gezel. The Sophic Gezel is not awesome. But now we arrive in Maisa Behema and our Gemara. See, how can you go ahead and use a Sophic? What do I care about if I say we arrive? But the Sophic device, the Lachumra, I have a Sophic over here. I can't hear. We'll get to that in a second. I don't think I have time. I asked the second guy. Why are you mixing in? I have a new Pshayla. How can I say we arrive? Help me, Chal. I'm asking a question. How can I say we arrive? Help resolve the Sophic water called? I'm going to ask it the other way around. You know, I'm going to use the same exact Lashon of Rav Shimon, the opposite. If it doesn't work for Gezel, how could it work for Maisa Behema? By Gezel, there's a specific thing, the Torah didn't ask for Suffolk Gezel. But Maisa Behema, I don't think. You have a Chiyah Maisa Behema, you have a mitzvah. You're giving an animal. The animal's a Suffolk. What are you hacking me a couple of Maisa Behema Varaya? So who cares? The Kohen Kutchap, the Kohen Kechap. What do you mean? It's a Suffolk device in the Chumra. You know where it's the Kasha? In Hesivis. Piece number two. Ki Lachoyra Hayakashali. Look in line number two in Bays. Yeah. Look inside. Beis ki l'chayor hayakashali says the Halakha Nesivos. Meizit ham nechshav sofik mamon kibader leinyan iser machmas cheskas mamon acheskas marakama. Habe iser afshei yishah chazaka kamaisa also besofik. Iser is always also besofik. Umikolshkei mevakum cheskas mamon acheskas marakama. She chazakas elu ainu chazakas hamufaros. These are not chazakas which tell you the story. But like nimud ubikroy the meisa b'chulin. They're not learned that up sukkum to tell me that a chazaka tells a story. A chazaka is a pesak about it. It's a pesak sofik. We bought this psach, so excuse me, continues. We cross forward, look at the gimel, man the kov. Mikolshke, the ainu roi shiach shem asof kevadi. The Indian is there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was here the beautiful the shitase. The helig and the sivis holds. Momin doesn't pass any surim. Ah, you ask me, so every time I say we are writing this gezel, the answer is no. There's a local terrorist because asof gezel tayin in asim. In fact, the helig and the sivis shitase is have a catastrophe. Gemara and bomotzi dafov. Everyone says, well, it's all right, it's okay. You can go be mafresh, right? Why can you be mafresh? Is there something is a little chumrah? Mominus says the deceivers, did you hear the beauty the way he asks it? A mominus, the gadin of a Wesley Rai is going to go be machriya a sophic? How you talking? Wesley Rai is nothing. It's not even a pasuk. It's a swara, which is mandakovly. That's going to go be machriya whether you eat the bites of him or not. So the deceivers of Shitosa is diametrically opposed to Reb Shimon, looking at two gdele Rabbi Seinu who had a different Torah. If Shimon said that Momin Paskins Yisurim by Gezel, and likewise by all other the ramifications of the Momin is the Keshayla, as we could do, I call. And the Shimon says, Pumfakert! The Shimon doesn't Paskin anything, it's nothing. Why are you allowed to do a Mitzvah Be'er? Why are you allowed to make steak out of the Suffolk Seh? Because the Torah asks it's Suffolk Gezel. When it comes to Maisa Behema, Chas V'Shalom flecked in the Shimon. I don't understand the Gemara of the Shitosai. In Maisa Behema, the Suffolk Yisurim Lechumra. In a million years, he says, and he's diametrically opposing all the lovers of Shimon. Shimon says that Momin is the Kapsokim, a machriya for all the ramifications and all the nafkaminas, even in the world of Yisurim. In fact, the Nesiva is not true. It's not a Pshak Vada, it's a din of leave it where it is, but it's not more than that. When you're handling Maisa Behemo, which is a Sophic Deraisa, you have to be machriya and go pay. All the Hamitzik Ve'araya said, Hamitzik Ve'araya is not machriya anything. Hamitzik Ve'araya is not paskin anything. All Hamitzik Ve'araya said was, leave it where it is. Now you have a Sophic of Maisa Behemo, a Vada, you have to go give. What's the Shalom Bachal? Sophic Deraisa. Look where he ends with such a strange teretz. Also a strange teretz. You don't have to listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. What he means to say is that this thing is never going to get to the Kohanim if I hold talk for Kohen. But see me up, it's never going to get to the Kohanim. Look at this. I skipped a line or two for the editing reasons. Mitam Yish Bailum. Fiza Mikolshkin Vesophic Mom Shanira Main Yaneu. She ain't a Sophic Omilus Bar Klal. Main Yanoi. Have Yish. That was about to faint. You know what he says? He says the reason why you're allowed to do Vice of Behemo is because it's a Vice of Behemo Raya. And the Queen's never allowed to get hold of it. So all the Kohanim in the world were Miyayish on it. And since they were Miyayish on it, so now it's called the Israels. I repeat, the Halig and Nesivis argued on Rav Shimon number one and said Momin is dozen paskin yisurin, and that's why the reason to answer to Gzeil is because Suffolk Gezel's butter. And because the Halig and Nesivis held that Suffolk Momin is also that Suffolk Momin doesn't paskin for yisurin, and Gezel was a local vote, so the Shitosli had a catastrophe with Stratton Asuga. What's the Mosheim going to help over here? It's nothing. How Mosheim is a big nothing. It doesn't even paskin for Gezel. It says leave it. How in the world do you work Maisa Behemah? He says, oh, Maisa Behemah is Balbatish. Since Hamaisa Behemah Raya, and the Kohen can never grab it. So it comes out that the Kohen have no chance of getting it. So the Miyayish it. If to the Miyayish it, it belongs to who? It belongs to the Israel. That's it. There'd be one Kohen over there that says he's actually, he's a Fisama Russia. He can't get hold of it, by the way. He's not being Miyayish, he's not going to have it. Yishalom Yidas. He did about 50 years over here from Second Seder. That's impressive. Yeah. I have no idea what he's hacking a couple of years over here. So that's the problem. You know what type of monumental global issues we're dealing with over here? And you tell me years over here. That's the problem here. One second. Yeah, did you hear the Nesivis? So the Nesivis answered, why is it totally in whether the crane could grab or not? Balbatish. If the crane could grab, it's not Mihayish, right? He's going to bring in the troops and he'll take the set. But if Balti can't grab it, so he can never get hold of it. And they see this as dramatic for Shainus. If Yonovi will come on, he doesn't mix in. I'm going to say, right. Melo, if Balti Yonovi is not mixing, and the guy can't grab, so the oil is Mihayish. Melo became a Balti. Imagine, by the way, what forced him to say this funny shot? So watch the two extremes of the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon came from a world where Momin is Paskin's Yisurim. Side by Gezel, side by Cholater Kula, that Isur, which are totally a moment as we go to the moments first. So Shimon could understand, what do I care if the Kohen could come? what did he have the Kohen could come? So he said, if the Kohen could come, it's felt to be Yochav. Rashi not much like that. You see, this came from the other extreme. He said, it doesn't pass in at all. Gezel says, I think it's Achas off of Gezel. Yeah, Maisa? Ah, he said, why Maisa Behema? Yosh. Because why would they be Yayish? And that's why it's totally Tuck for Kohen. He's the plea of Tuck for Kohen, not Tuck for Kohen, is totally Balbatishkeit. If they could grab, then they're not Miyayish. If they can't grab, they're not Miyayish. That's a force of Rashi not like this, right? Rashi says, not because of Miyayish. Rashi says, because they have a tzatzchia, and therefore what? And therefore they're not Miyayish. That's what Rashi means. You happy with that, Rabbi Lieberman? What? That's what Rashi means. Rashi meant to say that if the Kohen's allowed to grab, he has a tzatzchia. Now, according to the, what do you call it? It doesn't make a difference whether he had tzatzchia or not, because the whole thing's a suffix anyway. No, it's not because he has a tzatzchia, according to Nesivus. If he can grab, then they're not Miyayish. Mitzad the etzim lomdus, according to Nesivus, the moment it has no effect on the Isser anyway. It's not totally whether you can grab or not, because the word is anyway the moment. So it's not because you have a tzatzchi, you have a finger in it. Palmatish. It should be a suffix. Just a miyayish. Why the miyayish? Because there's no hope. And when they could grab, they're not miyayish. Rashi should have said that if they could grab, so they're not miyayish. Because I can grab, have a tzatzchi, Rashi's before is not like an Isser. The third shot is a bachana. So far, so good. Shimon, Nesivus. They all got, because they dealt with the fundamental shots, we have a world war over here between the Nesivus and the Shimon. That's the rest of your life. Okay? The rest of your life. This is a question that Nani can come up in Lakewood, come up in the great Fahari after 120. I presume this is probably the first topic that comes up, because it's a Gishmaki topic. If you pass in a marmis, does it help for you, sir? On the spot. You tell the Malach, whoever they allocated to you, Machlekes Rishimin and Nesivus, Rishimin says yes, Nesivus says no. Say it, half an art. That's Aleph. Hanan took a third approach to this whole thing, to this whole quandary. It's very, very interesting. Hanan didn't hold of Rishimin, and he didn't hold of who. He didn't hold of anybody. Rabbi Hanan held that the aside of Rabbi Shimon, listen to what Rabbi Hanan said. Rabbi Hanan said a different stick of Torah. Rabbi Hanan said like this. The aside that Rabbi Shimon said that whatever we pass in Ramon precedes Yisurim is not true. Even if you pass in Ramon with Raya, if Ramon with Raya is a Psak Sophic, it's not going to work. I want to stress something. Rabbi Shimon's aside wasn't based on whether it's a Psak Sophic, Psak Vadi. The Shimon's Yisoid was that Momentus always precedes Isser. So if in the world of Momentus, the Psaq goes in Mariah, and it stays by you, that's it. I don't care about the stuff, because it's not that interest me. The Shimon didn't get into that, because the Shimon went with the chronology. The chronology is that if in the world of Momentus we pass that it's yours, then we deal with the Yisurim, Maisa Behema, Esrig, and Kedushin, and Gizeh. Okay? Rohan says, oh no. Oh no. Absolutely not. No. Rohan said that, just because you pass him by Momin, that's not a reason to go pass him by Maisa Behema. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. That's not a reason to go pass him by Maisa Behema. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. The only way it's going to work in Maisa Behema is if Hawazir Raya is a Psak Vadai. So the answer to question number one is, what was the question number one is, how can Hawazir Raya work for Maisa Behema? If Shimon said, because money always passes for Israel. The Yeshiva said this weird shot of Yush. Rabbi Hanan said, you know how it works? Because it's not a suffix! Hawazir Raya is a Vadai. And what does a Vadai mean? A Vadai means a Vadai. Rabbi Hanan over there in the shtickle that I brought you yesterday says that Vadai means like by Isurim. What's Isurim mean? You have a Chazaka de Meikara, you have a suffix where the piece of meat was crushed or shaved, you have a suffix where the lady was married or not. We put it back on a Chazaka de Meikara, and that's a Vadai, by the way, it's not a suffix. So if for some strange reason Cheskas Mamon Hawazir Raya is a Vadai, that we name on that it's yours, which is, by the way, one of the great, deep mysteries of the Bria. How do you know that? Rabbi Hanan himself is. There's no pasuk for that. Who told you that? Where does that come from? Mehechatesi. But if I take it on like that, then it's a vade. Vade means vade. So then you can pasuk for everything. This is not Reb Shimon who said that money paskins for all the ramifications of money. This is not Reb Shimon who said that first paskin the money and then paskin the issur. Yeah? This is that Hawazir Raya paskins the shayla and tells us that this thing is vade of Maisa. Vadai! Like by Yisurim where we paskin with chazakas, like the world runs out of chul and daf yod aleph, that when you have a suffix, you put something back on its last known thing. Shocking. So the answer to the question of how could I go b'yetza with a suffix seh, my chi of the rice of my sesheni, Rav Shimon said, because first paskin the money and then deal with the yisur. Nesiva said a strange trot of years because he had no choice, he has back to the wall. And Rav Chanan said no, because I went to Mechavera, it's a bad day. Well, ask me, what does that have to do with talk for crying? Ain't talk for crying? Is it with the crying could grab? It's a bad day, was it with the crying could grab or not? Says Rav Chanan, another shtickle Torah. It has nothing to do with the crying could grab or not. It has nothing to do with the crying could grab or not. It has nothing to do with the crying could grab or not. What does that have to do with the Kohen grab or not? Because whether or not the Kohen could grab or not is totally on the shiloh, whether it's a Psak Vadi or it's a Psak Sofik. It has nothing to do with practically the fact that the Kohen could grab it. That has nothing to do with it. Just whether the Kohen could grab or not is a test of what the gather is the gather of Psak Vadi or the gather is a Psak Sofik. That was the word. If it's a Psak Sofik, then you can grab, you can change the Psak. If it's a Psak Vadi, then you can't grab. Adkan Rochonim. So Mechonin answered both things. He answered, A, why does Hawitzah Raya work for what? For Maisa Behemoth to Mamanis Dikadin? The answer is, it works as the Psak Vade. I said, why is it totally whether the Kohen could happen out? Because whether the Kohen could happen out depends on whether or not it's a Psak Vade or Psak Sofik. Yeah. 1 second, I know. So I have a kasha on Mechonin. That means that Mechonin learns that the Gemara over here had a Sofik. What is Hawitzah Raya? Is it Sofik or is it Vade, correct? On the side that it's a Sofik! The coin could grab, but then it can't work for my sabbat, it's a suffix. Fergich, if the coin can't grab it, because it's a suffix. If the coin could grab it, because it's a suffix. And if it doesn't work for my sabbat, so why does it work for Gezel? I go back to my kashi, yes, then Rav Shimon. Hello, Rabbi Chanan, hold that a psak of a mezik rayabitan atzwei does not work for my sabbat, only if it's a psak vade. That's why it's totally a talk for coin metzina, not because the shayla of whether coin could grab it, and it's totally in the shayla of whether it's a psak vade suffix. So if it's a psak vade, it doesn't work for ma'aseh behemah. Then ma'aseh behemah is a vade. Then it can work. But if it's a psak sofik, then you can't do ma'aseh behemah. So if the coin's allowed to grab it, that's a raya that what? If the coin's allowed to grab it, it's a raya that what? It's a raya! Then it's a psak what? Sofik. If it's a psak sofik, it can't work for ma'aseh behemah. Fregich, if it can't work for ma'aseh behemah because it's a psak sofik, how does it work fully sigzel? How does it work fully sigzel? If according to me, I want to repeat something again, I want to say something over again. According to Rabbi Chanan, watch what I'm saying now. According to Rabbi Chanan, that the reason why it works for Maisa Behemah is because it's not a Psak Sofik, it's a Psak Vade. If it's Vade, it's Vade. What does it do with the coin can grab or not? That's the kasha one had. If the reason why it works for Maisa Behemah is not because of Rabbi Shimon, because money precedes Yisurim, and not because of the weird shadow of the Nesivah is that it's a Yush, but because it's a Psak Vade. If it's a vade, who cares if the coin could grab or not? It's vade. The answer is nain, because it depends in lovedness. If the coin would be able to grab, that would be a raya. That it's not a vade, it's a suffix. Forget really. If the coin's allowed to grab, that's a raya. That it's a suffix, and therefore it doesn't work for Maisa Behema. So how does it work for Gzela? How like Gzela is not telling whether the coin could grab. Gzela, you're allowed to eat it. What's the answer to that? So either like Rabbi Pomeran said, he holds like the Nesivis, who holds like Zayla is different. Why? Because Suffolk Zayla is more. Or he holds what? He holds like Rav Shimon number one. He holds like Zayla is totally in Mishpatei moment, but not Maisa Behemah. He holds like Rav Shimon number one. He holds like Zayla, which is a moment, it's the Kedin. That's totally, you know, it's a right, that makes sense. If Chayshah Mishpah says that it's mine, that's not cool, I'm stealing from you. But Maisa Behemah? What's Tutsuk Maisa Behemah? Maisa Behemah is totally whether it's a Psak Sofik, Psak Vade, and that's totally whether they grab or not. The problem with this pshat is, Rashi's been forced not to give this pshat. Where's Rashi been forced not to give this pshat? Rashi has been forced, that what's the mile of the coin hopping? He has a Tzatzchia. Who cares if he has a Tzatzchia? It's a Psak Vade! It's Vade mine! Could hop, you can't hop. Go break your head why it could hop, okay? We'll see. We'll have a whole week ahead of us now. Why? We didn't discuss it. We didn't get the Sugya Tzatzchia coin yet, you know that. So the top point is, are you allowed to chop? You're not allowed to chop. Why and why not? The answer is, so what's the answer? Because if the guy could chop, it's a riot that it's a psak sofik. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, it's a tzatzchia. I have a finger in it. I can get my hands on it. Who cares if you get your hands on it? Is it a psak vade or is it not a psak vade? Decide. What do I care if you can get your fingers on it? If it's a psak vada that we pass in that it's mine. The answer is, Rechon was bothered by this. Rechon was bothered by this. Rechon said, the Gemara didn't mean to say that you can get your hands on it. The Gemara meant that if you're allowed to chop it, it's a raya! That the psak is sofik, and a psak sofik can't work for my zedema. How does a psak sofik work for gezel? We have two terutzim now. We're talking to chachamim. Either because of the nesiva is that sofik gezel is mutter, or because of Rishimim number one, who said that by gezel we do go basa hametzik ve'av raya, because gezel is a moment of the gadin. When it came to Maisa Behema, Rabbi Chanan didn't understand why in the world Hamoitzi Mechamera Araya is going to work for a body cold. He said to Psak Vaday, why is that told in Tug for Koin? Lombus. Rashi Namash like that. Hayetimid Vareina is, we have three Terutzim on why Hamoitzi Mechamera Araya affects Maisa Behema. And we have three Terutzim why I care if it's Tug for Koin. Let's chazer them over. On Shaila number one, why does Hamoitzi Mechamera Araya affect Maisa Behema? We have three plans. We have the plan of the Heiliger of Shimon who said what? That in all Isurim in the Torah, Momen is PC. It's when you, any mitzvah in the Torah that's Tully and Momen is the Kedinim, you have to go check Choshev Yisrael first. The deceivers was Kaifer Bakol and such a thing. He says, L'hoi v'le niver, there's no such Yisoid. The reason why it's called Maizim Ha'em is because of a Balbat Shazach, because the Kohanim were Miyayish and therefore became your thing. The Rebbe Chanan said a third shot. It's not because of Rebbe Shimon that Momen is PC and it's not because of Shirsh, it's because it's a Psak Vadai. It's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, why is this whole patchkarai told you whether or not the guy can grab or not? So according to Rav Shimon, it's a catastrophe. If you're telling me that money precedes, so what I give you grab or not, says Rav Shimon, that it's a zaitik problem by ma'ith and ha'emah, that's been miyuchad l'chon, and when the guy can grab it, it's not miyuchad l'chon. Rashi's not like that. Shot number two, according to Nesivis, what I give you grab or not, very bad about this. If the guy can grab it, he's not miyash. If he can't grab it, he is miyash. Shot number three, what do I care if the guy can grab or not? Because the shayla of whether or not it's a vader or a sofik, the nafkamina of whether it's a vader or a sofik is whether the guy can grab or not. It's also not Mashma and Rashi, and we are now set the stage to say, what? How did Rashi learn the Pashup Shah and the Sugi over here? Vishal Toivo Mitzlachas. What's today? Monday, Mr. Shem, Shal Toivo, the regular Shemuz, and the regular